Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we continue our coverage from Capitol Hill. On the program today, Congresswoman Dina Titus.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers broadcasting from Capitol Hill, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Dina Titus from CD1. Pleasure to have you back on the program, ma'am.
Well, thank you. It's nice to see you here in Washington.
It's a pleasure to be here. So, as we're recording this program to be broadcast next week, the Republicans in the House are pushing for a vote on a stopgap funding measure that would strip all funding from Obamacare. Senator Reid said on this program last week that it's the law. What is going to stop this apparent craziness?
Well, that's a good question, Sam. It's just their agenda seems to be repeal, repeat, and obstruct as opposed to moving forward. We have a T-shirt that says now 41 times that this has come up for a vote. We're just going to peel off the one, put a two, peel off the two, put a three. But we need to get on with it because the senator's right. It is law, and it's been upheld by the Supreme Court.
Do you think that there's anything that's going to get the Republicans to change their position?
Well, you know, it's not all the Republicans who feel that way, but there are enough of them who have banded together to keep pushing this as part of the agenda that they can't seem to get off of it. And now we even see the leadership, Mr. Boehner, who at one time thought it was a dangerous move, kind of throwing up his hands and saying, okay, go for it. Let's hope it turns out for the best. I think it's going to come around to bite him.
Senator Reid was quoted last week as saying, I like John Boehner. I feel sorry for him.
Well, I don't know that I feel sorry for him. He wanted that job, but certainly he's got a very fractious caucus.
To say the least. Let's turn our attention to Syria.
Yeah.
Was the evidence presented to you compelling enough to make you vote for giving the president what he needed to punish the Assad government, even though it didn't come to a vote?
Right.
But did you see what was compelling enough to make you go in that direction?
I believe that Assad did that. I think that the evidence presented was pretty compelling. I had not made up my mind, though, how I was going to vote, and I'm very glad I can tell you that the decision was made to use the diplomacy. I think that's the best way. If we didn't have to go in there, we shouldn't have. I can tell you this, too, though, that we got a lot of calls in my office, and they were 100-1 against. People are just tired of war. They are tired of investing in other countries instead of in this country. They just didn't want to do it because they didn't know what was coming next. The evidence about going in was compelling, but we never got a very good answer about, well, what next?
And that's always the situation.
That's right. I mean, it's hard to predict that, especially in an area that we don't really understand very well and who's been fighting these fights for thousands of years, not just a little while like we have here.
You've been a political scientist for your whole career. Yeah. Can you remember a time when things have moved as quickly as an offhand remark from John Kerry to the Russians and the UN jumping in and saying, oh, that's a great idea?
Well, I can't give you another example, but it was kind of interesting. Some people say that Kerry threw that out intentionally. Other people say it was just something that came out in conversation. Everybody, I think, though, was looking for a diplomatic solution, so all sides kind of came together real quickly when they saw that door crack just a little bit.
Do you trust Putin?
Well, sometimes I don't even trust our own government, much less the Russian government. So I've got to figure that he has enough at play that he's got to make it work, because it's not like he's risk-free in this either. And if the Russians say we're going to bring them to the table, we're going to negotiate this, they have a lot to lose internationally as well if they don't do it.
You bring up an interesting point there when you say sometimes I don't even trust my own government. The NSA scandals come to mind immediately. And, you know, it looks as though the government is able to monitor everything that we do, whether they're looking at our emails or not. They really have our lives plotted out. Mm-hmm. You know, what restrictions are you willing to place on the NSA to protect United States citizens?
Well, I think it has to be a balance. You want to protect national security, and certainly we see that in incidences like after the bombing of the Boston Marathon. But you have to balance that with protecting individual liberties, because there are an awful lot of people whose rights may be stepped on a little bit to try to find the one or two bad guys. So I think we've got to put some checks on the NSA. You don't just eliminate that program without some alternative, because it is a great source of information, and they're not listening to your conversations or reading your emails. They're just tracking the source of them.
Right, but the point is
they need some checks.
All right, but the point is that even though they can't do that, or they're not doing that, they can see pretty much everything that we are doing at all times.
You know, it's interesting to me that people like it when a private company does that for their convenience, but they don't like it when government does it. Just like the cable company monitors the shows that you watch on TV, and then you sit down, turn it on, it flashes up there what they think you want to watch tonight, and you think, oh, well, that's convenient. I don't have to go through the channels. But if we think the government's doing it, we don't like it at all. So it's an interesting dynamic.
Well, how do you feel about that?
Well, I just said I think it has to be a balance between national security and protecting individual freedom. So I think the NSA's got to be reined in.
Would you think that a change in the FISA court would be in order? Because at this point, there's only one side that's presented to those judges.
Well, I think that's right. You know, when you go to a court to try to get the ability to do any kind of eavesdropping or anything, you need a warrant. I think some of those standards that you use in ordinary courts could apply in this case as well.
All right, let's take a break more with Congresswoman Titus when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus of CD1. According to Las Vegas Television reports, you found out back in March of the proposal to take in large uranium shipments from Oak Ridge. Have you been able to get a timeline from the state of Nevada on when this is occurring?
Well, we don't know when it's occurring because the way that it has played out, because of the way the governor required that it be shipped, they can't tell us when it's coming, how much is coming, what route it's taken, and so we are kind of left in the dark. That was one of the problems that I had with it. I want to know as much as I can about any shipments of higher-level waste to the test site than we've seen in the past.
You literally wrote the book on nuclear tests, Bombs in the Backyard, Atomic Testing, and American Politics. Do you see any value in Yucca Mountain for anything?
Well, I think we ought to look for some alternative. That's a big hole in the ground, and we've spent an awful lot of money out there. It shouldn't be for nuclear waste. But there's some talk about possibly using it for data storage. I think that's something we should pursue.
Okay. Drone research is a big play for economic development in the SOA state.
Right.
But do you have privacy concerns there, especially regarding drone use by law enforcement?
Well, I think, again, you have to have a balance. You've got to be sure that that's a priority, maintaining those protections. But there are a lot of uses for drones that we have seen. You know, they fly them right out of Creech, the Air Force Base in southern Nevada. I've visited that facility, and the technology is pretty amazing.
And that's where drone strikes in Afghanistan,
right,
for example, are done out of Creech.
And as we were talking about before, the private sector now is developing drones too. So it's not just by government and by law enforcement. We got to figure out how we're going to regulate them when they're used by private industry as well.
Well, I think one of the things, and you brought this up earlier, you know, when we pay for cable television or we pay for satellite television or we go on websites where we know that they are able to track us, but that is us voluntarily allowing that to occur versus the government doing something that we have not signed off on.
Well, I think that's a good point. And again, I just get back to that balance. But talking about the drones, you know, they're applying for some grants and some contracts to develop drones in Nevada. And it's a north-south relationship with the airport and Creech, public-private, some public companies also. I mean, some public entities like the university as well as some private companies. It would be a nice economic plum to have in Nevada. And it's also high-tech jobs.
And it's also terrain that if we ever had to go to fight a war, like in Afghanistan or somewhere else, we have the terrain for that.
Well, certainly if you look at parts of rural Nevada, some of that geography and geology is pretty rugged.
Let's talk about Lake Mead. It's approaching critical drought. There are some concerns that the water level might drop below the second straw before the third straw is even finished. What financial aid do you think the federal government might be able to help Southern Nevada with in terms of Lake Mead?
Well, I sit on the Water Subcommittee of Transportation and Infrastructure, and I've had a number of conversations with Pat Mulroy about that. I'm going to fight to try to get assistance and funding, and, you know, we're always looking at more water coming out of the Colorado River. The problem is with sequester and with the debt and the deficit and the Republicans not wanting to spend any money, it's going to be a battle. But sometimes if you're penny wise and pound foolish, if you don't spend a little to help with that situation, the long-term impact on the economy would be much greater.
What do you think the three worst things that have been affected by the sequester for Nevadans?
Oh, well, for Nevadans, we've seen jobs lost. We've seen teachers laid off. We've seen defense contractors. I've heard a lot about that. We've seen votes to cut back on highway construction funds. That's all important. But I think the bottom line is when you cut those programs, you cut services to the people who need them. Those are to keep people from falling, you know, falling through that network of safety. And also, you lose jobs. So I just think the sequester has been a very bad thing. And in terms of the way to do budgets, it's just not practical. You don't just cut across the top everything. You look at what works, if it's efficient, it's effective. Do you need it? Do you not need it? And that's the way you do a good budget and make appropriate cuts.
Well, you know, this thing is crazy because it was never supposed to occur in the first place.
Right.
It was supposed to be so horrendous that nobody would ever go to this Armageddon. Do you see any end to this?
Well, that happened when I was not here in Congress. And you're right. They never expected it to happen. And now here it is, and they're stuck with it. The debate about the continuing resolution includes whether or not to keep the sequester in place. I would certainly vote to take it out. The Senate Democrats want to take it out. House Republicans like the sequester. They'd like to cut it even more. So it's a battle.
More with Congresswoman Titus when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
When you are late on your payments, your bills can multiply. That's when you need CashCo. It's easy to get the cash you need at CashCo. There are no credit checks and no year-long contract. You can even apply by phone. All you have to do is write us a check and we'll hold it till payday. It's that simple. And with our quick approval process, you can get your money in as little as 15 minutes. So don't wait. When you think cash, think CashCo. With two Northern Nevada locations to serve you.
At Bradley, Drendel & Janae, we fight for the legal rights of our clients here in Nevada. We are also proud to partner with News 4 in recognizing the Nevada Military Support Alliance. Nevada's servicemen and women stand in harm's way to fight for our freedom and the way of life we all enjoy as Americans, some giving the ultimate sacrifice to defend our great nation. At Bradley, Drendel & Janae, we are Nevada proud, and we salute America's Armed Forces and the Nevada Military Support Alliance.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, the voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus. So changing gears again, we've changed a lot of gears on this program so far.
You've covered everything, Sam.
Almost. Do you have concerns about the spread of legalized internet gaming on a state-by-state basis?
Well, when I was in Congress before, I was a co-sponsor of a bill to do some federal regulation. And I still think that's the way to go, because if you don't, you're going to have 50 or 48, now 48 states have gambling, different types of regulation. We're already seeing it. Nevada's got a state law. Delaware has. New Jersey has. I think other states will move into it. And the big question is consumer protection. If you have different sets of regulations, are we guaranteeing that a person who plays poker on the internet is playing with a legitimate company, with a good guy, not a bad guy, will get paid, it's really honest, that sort of thing. But In the meantime, that's not moving, so states are starting to develop it on their own. We'll just have to see where it goes.
You know, you often talk about CD1 as being the place where everything happens, because the Strip is part of that. Genting's plan to put a between $2 and $7 billion property on the old Echelon site.
Right.
Your thoughts on a Malaysian company coming in here with money to build that rather than a Nevada gaming company?
Well, it'd be nice if we had the capital here, but we certainly welcome outside investment. You know, you saw that at City Center with Dubai investing there. So I think it's a great opportunity, a lot of jobs for construction and a lot of jobs in the hospitality industry once it's built. And it will get rid of that old kind of skeleton that takes up such a part of the Strip. So you've got that happening. You've got a new Ferris wheel. You've got a new arena by MGM. You've got the new SL property, that boutique hotel where the Sahara used to be. All of the stuff going on downtown. If it's happening, it's in District 1.
Well, let me ask you this. How long do you think it'll take before Steve Wynn can't stand it and has to put up another tower? Because Genting will be right across the street from him.
Well, that's true. But, you know, that's what makes competition so great. People vying for who's going to have the biggest and the best.
Let's talk about Express West. Senator Reid was on the program last week, and he was saying that that high-speed train is still very much alive.
Oh.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I served on the California-Nevada Speed Train Commission. I was appointed by Miller. I was kept on by Governor Gwynn, and even Gibbons left me on there. I guess he maybe forgot I was there or something. But during that time, we were involved in trying to get a super speed train to Southern California and had settled on the maglev technology. I think that's great. It's a modern kind of technology. It's about the future. A lot had already been done on that project. You know, whichever way it goes, I support the maglev. I don't see how the federal government's going to give a $6 billion loan to Express West, but I never underestimate what Senator Reid can accomplish. But I just would like to see that train built. I think it'd be great to have a speed train to Southern California. Good for the economy, good jobs, good for the environment.
And it would be interesting, you know, Senator Reid has opened it up to be inclusive of Phoenix and Denver and the surrounding state, Salt Lake, even Reno. So it really would be a huge jobs creator. But you're right, $6 billion plus is a lot of money. Clark County Commission Chairman Steve Sisolak has dipped his toes in the water for the governor's race next year. As a battle-scarred combatant of gubernatorial politics, you try saying that fast, do you believe he could beat Governor Sandoval? And if so, what would it take?
Well, Steve Sisolak and I are friends from way back to the legislative days, and I think he's doing a great job as chair of the county commission. I don't know whether he's going to run or not, but I think he would certainly be a viable candidate if that's a choice he makes.
What kind of money do you think he'd have to raise?
Oh, I don't know. For a governor's race, I think, what, $3 or $4 million? Is that what it takes now? I think in the position he's in on the county commission, he'd be able to do that.
Well, it's interesting, because if you go back to the days of Governor Gwynn, when he was running for the first time, the campaign kept leaking how much money he had, that he had $3 million in the bank at that time to scare off opponents. Do you think that that kind of money in the governor's treasury would be enough to scare off even Steve Sisolak?
Well, certainly you look at what the assets are of your opponent, whether it's in terms of voter registration, money in the bank, mistakes in your voting record, and you weigh all of that before you make a decision. I'm sure Steve is looking at all that, looking at polling numbers, and he'll make that decision when the time is right.
It's interesting that, of course, the buzz in Nevada is that Governor Sandoval will run for re-election, and then midway through his term will run against Senator Reid. Do you have any advice for Governor Sandoval in taking on Senator Reid?
Well, I wouldn't take on Senator Reid, so that's a choice you'll have to make. Right now, I'm thinking about my own re-election in District 1.
Right, but you were not his original choice for this seat, and you had your own power base here in Washington, D.C., and your own fundraising mechanism, so you were certainly one that took on Senator Reid, but I don't think there's too many other people that would do that.
Well, I just felt like I had more to do, and I felt at home in that district, and apparently the people who live there agreed with me, and I've enjoyed representing District 1 and worked very hard to do a good job at it.
I think the people certainly did want you to be back there. Thank you so much for being back on the program here on Capitol Hill. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
Sonoma Soup and Salad in the Plumgate Center at the corner of Plum and Arlington offers a delicious salad bar, hot bar, pizza by the slice, homemade soups, beer, wine, and more.
Now at Home Solutions at Ace. Save 20% on select Lane furniture. And check out this special Lane rocker recliner. Only $2.99. What's more, Home Solutions at Ace is the ultimate custom furniture dealer in Northern Nevada. With our custom Annabelle collection from Best Home Furnishing, you choose from over 700 fabrics, your arm, base, and wood design. So it's your design. With Oak Creek Custom, you choose your style, size, wood, your hardware, and your finish. Making it truly yours. It's all here at Home Solutions at Ace. The hardware store that contains an entire furniture center.
I'm Steve Schroeder with Delicious by DeVita.
And I'm Coach Brian Polian. Come join us on game day.
Check out the healthy options menu right here at Mackey Stadium. Go Pack.
If you didn't get the lowest price on your new Ram truck, you didn't buy it at Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Why pay more when it's so much more fun to spend less at Carson Dodge in Carson City? Talk about fun. Load up in a 2013 Quad Cab Express Hemi 4x4, only $27,800. Or save over $9,000 off MSRP in your new 2013 Ram 2500 Cummins Diesel. That's only at Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, where Ram trucks really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonDodge.com.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's just a few of their satisfied customers to tell you why.
They are courteous, fast, and responsive to all my needs, very competitive rates. They get the job done the first time, every time.
He did all my area rugs. They did my oriental rugs, and I'm satisfied with it.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Now RC Willie can get you connected with one of these tablets for as little as $15 a month. RC Willie, your home, your way.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, the voice of Nevada's auto retail industry, committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
We just want to take a moment to thank the staffs of both the House and the Senate recording studios for helping us with our visit here to Capitol Hill. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.